Hey everybody, Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast. Hey, I've got some very exciting news to share with you. If you haven't seen the announcement on the Facebook and Instagram pages, I am proud to announce the 5th annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show happening June 22nd at Broadway Oyster Bar featuring Amanda Fish Band, Tony Campanella, and Odds Lane. We'll also have some live art happening from a friend of the show, Jessica Hitchcock. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. So join us Saturday, June 22nd. It's a 10 o'clock start and $8 at the door. Also coming up, I want to tell you about my show over at Naked Vine. This is my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase. And on May 14th, I'll be joined out there by my friends Karen Choi, Billy Crogan, and Tony Compton of Les Gruff and the Billy Goat. So this is my intimate singer-songwriter storytelling showcase. Again, all three artists sitting on stools sharing stories behind these songs. It's really, these have been really incredible. So join us out there at Naked Vine in Chesterfield, Missouri. You can come on out there to Naked Vine this week with some great live music. On Thursday, April 25th, Adam Gaffney makes his debut out there. On Friday, April 26th, Bottoms Up Blues Gang. And on Saturday, April 27th, Big Mike Aguirre. All this information and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, check them all out there, Naked Vine. They're doing some really great stuff with some live local music, plenty of wine, whiskey, tequila, and beer. It's a great little hangout out there. So check it out, Chesterfield, Missouri. I also want to tell you about my friends at Joseph Meyer Club. If you haven't checked it out yet, head on over to josephmeyerclub.com today and try out their brand new foaming aftershave. I've been using it myself, and I love it, and I think you guys will too. You can enter my promo code RPPJMC20 at checkout for an exclusive 20% off. Again, it's RPPJMC20, and there's always free shipping, so keep that in mind, and be sure to tell them Shane sent you. Again, head over to josephmeyerclub.com. Follow along on Facebook for more details. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show. Have a great day.
Podcast is kind of like a—it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Frost Money, and you are listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Biatch.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out at Pops in beautiful Sauget, Illinois.
Sauget.
Yeah, with Frost
all
Money.
Day. Hey, what's up, Shane?
Hey man, welcome to the show. This is exciting, man. I'm glad to be out here. Awesome. We got a big day ahead of us with the hip-hop edition of Road to Point Fest.
Yeah, Road to Point Fest hip-hop throwdown.
Yeah, man. That's like first of its kind, right?
Yeah, kind of. This is the first one that we've done like in probably 3 to 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was one of those things that was very popular, then for whatever reason they stopped it, and now they're bringing it back and they asked me to be a part of it, and I'm looking forward to it. Like, it's going to be a good time. And it's 420. Like, This is great. This is going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I noticed it smelled a little funny when I walked in here already. So.
Yeah, there's a wedding reception going on before we got here. I didn't know about that until we got here. And I'm like, man, I never heard of such a thing being done here. But
right.
It's a good idea when you think about it.
Yeah. Hey, Pops likes to party wherever, man.
Yeah,
so,
that's like, true. 24/7.
Yep. But this is going to be a fun night for sure. And we got our, uh, got a
buddy, Retro Tramp, who just did the show a little bit ago. And
love that kid. That's a good guy.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him up there and rocking the stage. But yeah, and I don't have the list in front of me, but we got a whole bunch of people that are involved tonight. So, but yeah, somebody's going to get an opportunity to perform at Point Fest. That's going to be really cool, man.
At the Hollywood Amphitheater. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's bananas. I'm nervous for the guys. You know what I'm saying? That's a big situation. Like, for real, man. Whoever wins, man, that's a blessing.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. They could really capitalize off of it.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a business move. Whoever wins, I hope they know that, like, it's a business move. Like, you could really make a lot happen if you position yourself, like, in the right way, like with this one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into a little more about Frost Money. This is our first time really getting to sit and talk. And
for sure.
I guess I started taking notice just with your name popping up on a bunch of flyers. I started seeing you promoting shows down here at Pops.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I started seeing you did your first headline show here?
Yeah, in February, Frost Night. Yeah, dope.
So I started seeing your name a lot, and I'm like, I gotta, you know, and that's what I like to do with this show is get to talk to people that are making moves in this town. So
that's what's up, man. Glad to be on your radar.
Yeah. So man, that's a big deal for sure. Getting your first headline show down here at Pops, and
And
I guess that was just crazy night.
Yeah, it was something else, man. We did about I'm gonna round it off to 300. It was 294 people. We're gonna round it off to 300.
Right.
Had a small entourage with me, so we'll say 3, and that's pretty good for like a local hip-hop show, you know, just the numbers that we collect and stuff like that. So it did good, but I mean, it's not something that I just threw together. Like, I, you know, I've been a promoter here for like a year and a half before I even thought about throwing my hat in that ring. I just wanted to make sure that I built it up so it could be something that people wanted to see, because it's a big venue. Like, if you don't have fans here, it's going to be very obvious because it's so fucking big. There's a big ass smoker's lounge right here. We got this shit over here. Like, if you don't have fans, like, there's going to be like 5 people in front of the stage and it's, you know what I'm saying? So like, it's a lot of pressure to headline here, but you know, shit, like, we pulled it off. You know what I'm saying? St. Louis really had my back, and you know, just following my plan, like, it came together. Like, it was a beautiful night. Like, I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and we did a big one down here for we did like a Toys for Tots fundraiser.
I heard about that one.
Well, it was Thanksgiving weekend.
It was
a little light, a little more undertended than I wanted it to be, but it was still very exciting to have the opportunity that Pops let me do that. And we all had a great time, but I, you know, obviously you always want more, you know, that's with anything. You're always going to want more people there and
exactly,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we had a whole lot of fun with it though. But that's so I can kind of relate to, I wasn't on the stage performing, but I understand the pressure that you put on yourself to
fill a building this big. Yeah.
Right. So, but yeah, even more so when you got your name right on the front there, and you got as a performer too. So
the headliner and promoter. Yeah,
right.
It was a lot of pressure, but it came together.
How long have you been rapping around in town? Is this
it's been like on and off, honestly, for like the last 10 years. Like, it was kind of a thing where like I had a run with my guys, a guy named Sleepy J. And, you know, we used to do shows down at Creepy Crawl and Foo Bar and The Pit. That was like over in St. Charles like a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember the original out in Wentzville. We had the Pit out there.
I missed The Pit, man. Yeah. The Pit was a good venue. But we were just running, doing our runs, you know, doing our young boy stuff. And then, you know, I had a kid, my first daughter. Shout out to my daughter, Madison. And it was just kind of hard juggling being a new father and music at the same time. So I sat my ass down for about 2 years, you know, and then I came back and I started, you know, performing again. That was like around 2015, 2016. And then I was just like, oh, there needs to be more quality shows or whatever. So I started putting my shows together as well. So, you know, on again, off again for like, you know, 10 years. But I really started taking off like around 2016, like the big comeback. Like, that's when shit started clicking a little bit better. I got some radio play and, you know, a lot of small little accolades, you know what I'm saying? They all add up, you know what I'm saying? So,
were you,
it's been a good run.
Even before that, I guess you were just writing rhymes in school and stuff? And
Yeah, I was like the type of kid, like for me, this all came from like writing poems, like to girls, whatever. Like, before I could even write, like for real, like I would tell my mom, like, mom, like, write this down, and like she would write it down, and I would give that poem to like some girl that was like completely grossed out by it, and you know, that's just that's just kind of how it all started, and then you know, just evolved into being a, you know, a rapper.
Yeah, I did a little bit of writing poetry and stuff, and I don't know. I never really gave it to any girls like that, but like I didn't have that kind of game.
It's not always a good idea.
But I wrote some things, and then I wrote for a school paper for a while, and then I started writing a blog, and that's how this show started. Writing has always kind of been there, but never really in the, again, not trying to apply it to us. I think songwriting would be, it's kind of a bucket list thing for me. I'd like to move into that someday, but I never had that natural knack to like really write a bunch of rhymes and make it make sense and stuff. Right. But I enjoyed writing, yeah. Like I said, with doing all the other stuff. Then I kind of, the blog kind of transitioned into becoming the podcast, because I always wanted to talk about music, but right. It was more I'd rather let people hear it than just talking about it. So
right, yeah, for sure.
So it's cool, man, that the poetry kind of led into becoming what you're doing today, that with the hip-hop and everything. So
yeah, for sure.
And that's really, I mean, that's a lot of my favorite hip-hop anyway too, is it's just, you know, it's good writing over with some good beats to it also.
It's all it is, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess what, 2016 you put a record out there, is that right?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I put out Money Maniac, the EP. I believe it had about 7 or 8 songs on it. The big songs on there was I See You, aka Shake, and that got played on Hot 104.1. I was the song of half the summer, and and it was a good time. Yeah, Money Maniac, the EP.
A summer jam, huh?
Yeah, a little half a summer jam. The good thing about that is like I've always been kind of put in the box. I'm a little different as a rapper. So, you know, it's either you're going to love me or you're going to hate me. I have no shade of gray type fans. It's either, oh, that guy's fucking horrible, or, man, I fucking love him. It's going to be one or the other. So to even be played on the radio is like, oh, shit, like, what the fuck? I told you, motherfuckers, it was good. I fucking told you. If it wasn't good, it wouldn't be on the radio. So yeah. It was like my aha moment. So, yeah.
Were you, do you actually, like, listen to the radio when it came on? Did they give you a heads up, or you just...
It was one of those things, like they have like their playlist thing that they do on Sundays,
right?
And I knew about it, and I sent my music, and I had like a promo flyer that I was like pushing and trying to get aggressive with them on Instagram. Did that for like a few weeks, wasn't really having no luck, and then the DJ was like on Instagram, and he's like, yo, if you guys are sending that music, send it to this email. So I dropped a comment, and I was like, yeah, nigga, I've been sent you this shit, like what the fuck. And he's like, I ain't got it. So I'm like, cool, I just sent it to you. Like, email me back to let me know that you got it. He's like, bam, I got it. So, like, I had the app on my phone, but the app is, like, maybe a minute behind.
Okay.
Or whatever. So I think it was my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law called me, like, bro, you hear this shit? I'm like, what? What the fuck? You're on the radio. Oh, shit. Run out, because I was at work. So I run outside, get in my car. I catch, like, the last 10 seconds. I'm like, damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then it happened like maybe 5 more Sundays, and then it crossed over to like weekday mix at 5, like the mainstream shit, right. Whatever. And that was cool for like about a month and a half, and they just stopped like out of nowhere. But I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. It. I'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. I just imagine that's got to be one of the best things, though, just like, you know, to hear your own stuff on the radio and stuff.
Like right next to my children being born.
Right.
Like, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's number one. And then, yeah, you know. Right. But especially because, like, you know, as a kid you're sitting there listening to the radio and you're like, man, that'd be, you know, crazy. Dope. Crazy to get your stuff there, and then all of a sudden one day it happens, man.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we got that out there, and that's all available on the Spotify, iTunes, and all that
good, right? Stuff, Amazon. So
check that out
for sure.
But we do have some new stuff that you've been working on.
Yeah.
And you put a single out maybe 6 months ago or something with the Rockstar,
right? Yeah, featuring Strings and Steve O'Brien. Yeah, that's a good one.
I think this was the first one. The video started surfacing on Facebook and everything. I started seeing some friends sharing it, and I watched the video you put up there, and
dope.
And I think that might have been the first time I got to hear your music and stuff and started taking notice. And I really enjoyed this track. This was a lot of fun, and like the video is fun too. Just
thank you.
Turned out real nice, so
appreciate it.
Anything we need to know about Rockstar, man? This is a
well, the thing about Rockstar, the story behind Rockstar is like I sent two beats to like Strings. One was like kind of silky smooth R&B, and the other one was the beat that we used for like Rockstar. I was kind of expecting Strings to choose the silky smooth R&B because I'm like, man, let's do some sexual shit. It's gonna be fun. And he's like, no, I'm gonna choose this one. I was like, oh, okay. All right, whatever, bro. You know, just send it back to me, like, whenever you got it, whatever. So he sent the hook, and I was just blown away. I was like, fuck. And I was kind of wrestling who I wanted on that second verse. And I was like, I'm either going to have Steve O'Brien or Zeus on it. And that's the first time I ever said that publicly, that I had Zeus in mind.
Yeah.
Whatever. I had Zeus in mind. And after, you know, going in my inner circle and talking to Strings about it, he's like, Let's go with Steve. You know what I'm saying? We'll get Zeus on another one. Let's go with Steve for this one. I was like, all right, cool. That makes sense. So I sent it off to Steve. Steve did his verse. Dope as fuck. You know, and just with everything that Steve's doing with the whole hard hop thing, it just kind of, it bridges a gap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's me, I'm in the party world. Strings is kind of doing like a neo soul type thing. And then Steve is doing like a rock rap thing. So it's dope to have all of this on the same song.
Nice long rice, fuse rice, strobe lights so tight. I just ran down my day. Rising with the sun, whole lot of fun. I am the one, I've just begun. I do things all my way. Now it's picking up, in comes the bucks. About to run amok, I don't give a fuck what he or she might say. It's an easy money flow, we about to blow. Act just like you know, yes we are the show. We're all yours if you gon' pay.
Wake up in the morning, wetting breakfast in hand. Gotta get up on my grind, no breakfast in bed. Going in by any means, overmind. Clocking in when you clock out, overtime. Came to the conclusion, failure's an illusion. No matter the setbacks, keep moving, pursuing. I'm vulgar in the verse, I grind until it hurts. And I don't give a fuck like a nun in a church. St. Louis, I'm running that, spend the money and got it back. Shed tears, got new tasks, my dead homies ain't coming back. Man, that shit is fucked up, hey, I say I lucked up. Need to worry about your own to get up off of these nuts. I don't give a shit, I'm too lit to quit. Give my girl the world when the music goes legit. Going state to state, trying to get the cake. Working late night hours like your boy moving weight. Oh.
Late nights, long rice, fuse rice, strobe lights so tight. I just ran down my day. Rising with the sun, whole lot of fun. I am the one, I've just begun. I do things all my way. Now it's picking up, in comes the bucks. About to run amok, I don't give a fuck what he or she might say. It's an easy money flow, we about to blow. Act just like you know, yes we are the show. We're all yours if you gon' pay. Yes, bitch, I'm a rockstar.
Remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, listening to Cypress Hill and dreaming about blowing up. Now I get on the stage and all the people showing up and screaming my name. I got local promoters going nuts. Creeps just fly here, but I live in no fear. Listen to the tears of my friends ain't here. Looking for my crystal ball and it's crystal clear. Some of them will kick it to the end, but most just disappear. You ain't heard of the name, time to get educated. Affiliated with airwaves that are agitated and aggravated by race war and all the hatred spoken. They get smart to get me elevated, cause hell I made it. How far will I make it? I'm a rock star who hit pop star.
Rice, fuse rice, strobe lights so tight. I just ran down my day. Rising with the sun, whole lot of fun. I am the one, I've just begun. I do things all my way. Now it's picking up, in comes the bucks. About to run amok, I don't give a fuck what he or she might say. It's an easy money flow, we about to blow. Act just like you know, yes we are the show. We're all yours if you gon' pay. Yes, bitch, I'm a rock star.
This is what I needed when my mom wasn't home. Just a little music let me get in the zone. I had my dilemmas, no Nelly. I fucked the stage up, R. Kelly. In school, I was the slowest in class, but I'm getting money now. Y'all could kiss my ass, bitch!
And, you know, it was dope. The song came out good. I'm like, we got to do a video for it. So we shot the video with my guy, Cooper Gold. Video came out great. We shot it like in some abandoned building, like in South St. Louis. Sketchy as fuck. And the video came out and people were like really like took to it. Like it's one of my favorite songs, like for sure.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, and that's the first I'd heard of Strings singing
Strings
on that.
Amazing. Yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah, it sounded really great, man. Yeah. So that's kind of the fun thing about it, man. I love that, you know, there's been obviously a bunch of them, but different guys like even Antonio's record, ATG and stuff. Like,
I love that guy, yeah.
You know, you get a lot of great hip-hop, but they put all their friends on there and stuff, and allows me to kind of get to introduce to a lot of other people doing stuff around town too. So
yeah,
so that's that's fun about that kind of stuff, getting to learn a little more of those names and what those people are doing. And then
yeah,
and
it's
then
like degrees of separation. It's kind of like this guy has a song with this guy has a song with this one, and next right. thing you know, you're hip to like 10 new guys.
Sure.
In a matter of scrolling for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
it's a dope thing,
right? I mean, that's how, you know, that's like how Tupac kind of broke too, right? Like with the digital underground.
Yeah, he was just a little homie on the digital underground song. Had a dope verse, and that kind of led to some other things.
Right.
And then the phenomenon that he grew to be.
Sure. Yeah. You never know what could happen from a feature on a track. So
yeah. Yeah. Facts.
Yep. So, yeah, man. So check that out. Again, Rockstar also available out there digitally everywhere and stuff.
For sure.
Do you have physicals?
No, I haven't done physicals in a while. I think the next time I might have physicals is next time I headline here.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll break the physicals back out. But actually, Steve O'Brien has a physical CD, and he asked me to put those songs on there. So you could get Steve O'Brien's physical CD, and bam, it's right there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Support all the homies.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Well, let's get into this other one too. You got another single. Like, well, this came out not too long ago too, right?
Like a year, 2 years ago, actually.
Two?
Yeah, a little minute ago. But it picks up like every summer.
Okay.
Like if we're talking about the same song, Turbo Thoughts.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is another fun one for sure, man. Like, and you were like, you're saying how you're kind of more of a party rapper and stuff, and this is I think kind of definitely embodies that
in that lane, like,
yeah.
for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Turbo Thoughts is a fun song. The funny thing about it is like I sat on the idea for like maybe a year before I recorded it. It was just like a funny idea that I had, and I was gonna put my other homeboys on it. I was gonna put like Koopa Gold and like G Shorty on it. Those are some guys that I used to manage back in the day. And I was like, yeah, it's a little ratchet ass song we're gonna do real quick. And we just never got around to doing it. And you know, Blossom and J Money were just kind of around me like a lot in this time frame, because we actually had a radio show at My City My Music, and we had a show together. So I was like, guys, I got this song, like, just come to the studio with me and like, let's just see what happens. And I recorded like two songs that day, and so like the other song I recorded, like, that was supposed to be the song, and the shit, the Turbo Thoughts, that was like some B-side shit, like, oh, you know, you guys are on the song with me now, here you go, one of those things. But it just took off, like, it just really took off, and it got real popular. And the funny thing about it, I remember, because I go through like these phases of doing my party music, and then I'll switch over and do like some serious shit. So like I was pushing like a song like about my kids or whatever called Perfect Man, and you know, people liked it, you know, it did well, but it was always like, Turbo Thoughts, man, come on, do Turbo Thoughts.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to do this inspirational shit, and motherfuckers like, man, fuck that,
yeah,
man,
right.
Play Turbo Thoughts, bro.
Right.
It's like, fuck, okay.
Need a turbo thought, turbo thought, turbo thought, I need a turbo thought, turbo thought, turbo thought, I need a turbo thought, turbo thought, turbo thought, I need a turbo thought, turbo, turbo thought, turbo thought, turbo thought, I need a turbo thought, turbo thought, turbo thought, I need a turbo thought, turbo thought, turbo thought, I need a turbo thought, turbo. She gon' bust it open for a real nigga.
Yes.
She gon' bust it open for a lima reader. Let me finger fuck in the two-seater. Let me get that taco, ooh, mama mia. I see you working and twerking, popping it for dollars. No time for thirsty-ass niggas that be trying to holler. Ass so big, I could do a push-up on it. City so high, I could
mood change when I pop the bottles. I'm politicking, trying to run some game on her. Why the homies plotting, trying to run a train on her? She said she don't know who I am. I said, you know me from the snap, you know me from the gram. I turned around just to pay my tab, and she left with the homies and she let them both smash. Commands like Zordon when she on the cock, and she a Mighty Morphin motherfucking Turbo Thot.
Turbo Thot, Turbo Thot, Turbo Thot, I need a Turbo Thot. Turbo Thot, Turbo Thot, I need a Turbo Thot. Turbo Thot, Turbo Thot, I need a Turbo Thot. T-t-t-t-t-t-turbo. Turbo Thot, Turbo Thot, Turbo Thot, I need a Turbo Thot. Turbo Thot, Turbo Thot, I need a Turbo Thot. Turbo Thot, Turbo Thot, I need a Turbo Thot. T-t-t-t-t-t-turbo.
Always talking big shit, you a fuck boy. I don't want your dick pics, you a fuck boy. You can come and spend that cash, fuck boy. You can come and eat that ass. Touchdown like I slid up in the end zone. Let them give me head and I send them to the friend zone. Touchdown like I slid up in the end zone. And let them give me head and I send them to the friend zone.
Too much, yeah, you bad, but your pussy hot, man. I don't fuck with ratchets. If you haven't heard, you better pay attention. I'm the same DJ that had the city swerving bitches. Who's the tragedy? How ratchet these hot city raggedy mop top thoughts be in the spot shaking ass and titty. Tell me the classy bitches for a little attention. Rubs the thirsty ass niggas end up putting a low life bummy dummy. You claim he got riches, and then she worked through his homies because he left her ass lonely. You can find her in the house on Thursday. That's where the hoes be picking through the bitch like Duck Duck Goose. Yeah, they rolling off the molly, so they fucking suck loose. You can call her as a passerona, jump up for a spa, baby. They say how she a hoe, but ain't let you hit. Oh, the contrary. Cause I bet if I called the squad up, I could conduct the train. But the bitch so dirty, I wouldn't even take the brain.
I need a turbo thot, turbo thot, turbo thot. I need a turbo thot, turbo thot, turbo thot. I need a turbo thot, turbo thot, turbo thot. I need a turbo thot.
That reminds me, I saw Everlast. Was at Lumiere,
okay.
The casino,
yeah.
And you know he's kind of lightweight too. He kind of did a bunch of stuff, like one song. He's got a song for his daughter who has cystic fibrosis, and it's called 65 Roses because that's how a lot of the kids say it since they can't pronounce it right.
Right.
So it was really a sweet song, but then like he closed out the night with Jump Around, and he's like, "Hey, thanks for helping me get paid off this silly song for 25 years now." He's like, "You know, it's kind of crazy that that's the song that sticks around, like you know, the Jump Around and stuff."
All the deep, serious, metaphorical ass songs he has, motherfuckers want to hear some Jump Around.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, right. It's but that's how it goes, man. You never know what's gonna stick and what's gonna get people's attention. You know,
they like what they like.
Right.
That's for sure.
And typically it's something like a lot of those party songs like that and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just funny, though. But, yeah, you can put a lot of effort into writing some real deep stuff and like, yeah, just put on that banger, man.
Right.
Right. So it's like, all right. Well, that's we got all this out there. Are you working on some newer stuff? Are you working on another EP or anything?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I'm working on an EP right now called Too Lit to Quit.
Yeah.
Low key, I'm done. There's just a few like finishing touches that like I just want to put to it, and you know, just certain footings and certain things that I got to get in line.
Mm-hmm.
I have a song called "Fuck It Up," featuring EJ Carter, And EJ Carter's just like really taking off right now. So he's like, he's on tour right now. So I've been having a problem like shooting a music video with him because he's always like on tour. So I'm just like, fuck, that was kind of the summertime single. So I'm kind of at a standstill, but I got some shit like in the chamber, you know, just in case we can't lock in this video here soon. But yeah, I'm working on an EP. Put some finishing touches on it. And I really plan on hitting with some new visuals like throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, man. That'd be cool to get some new stuff for sure.
Yeah,
especially
man.
I'm
looking forward
like
to
you said getting another summer jam.
Yeah, I got a few. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When young Frost Money is starting to get into hip hop, what's the stuff that were you starting to get into that where you're like, man, I want to do this. I want to make a run at this thing. Did you got it
for me on the come up? Yeah. What made me want to get into it? It was just always a thing. I was just always into it, man. Like, even since just being a kid, like, I was, like, really into Michael Jackson and dancing to Michael Jackson in my pajamas without Michael Jackson present. But just stuff like that. So I always had, like, a knack for, like, entertainment and stuff like that. And, you know, like many kids, like I went through my phases, like I wanted to be a basketball player, then like I wanted to play football, but I always just ended up back to music, you know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things I've always wanted to do it. It's just every once in a while it would be put on the back burner to whatever the current dream or goal was, but I just keep getting back to music because, I mean, it's just in my soul to entertain. Like, it's honestly like one of the best feelings in the world, just being on stage and entertaining people, and I can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even if I tried, it's just embedded into me. So yeah, nothing, no like major epiphany moment, but it's just throughout my whole life I've always been into it. Yeah.
What was the first stage you got to perform on?
The first stage that I got to perform at was a club called Club This Is It, some small place in North County, and yeah, it was just hella random and hella like sketchy and and weird. I was kind of like in the group, so like we had like these two songs. I forget the names of them, but the first song was kind of like chill type shit, and then the second song was like more like turned up. So like we're doing the first song, I have horrible mic control. Like my mic control is like out here or whatever. And my homies are like, man, say that shit louder, bro. And I'm just rapping like hella low, like, yeah. I'm just, but in my mind, I'm like, for the second song, I'm gonna take the fuck off though. Like, watch this. I'm just gonna pull some Hulkamania type shit or whatever. But we never got to perform the second song. Like, for whatever reason, like, we got cut. I don't think it's because we sucked. I think we got cut because, like, it was like a time constraint with Menace. You know, these fucking promoters. Like, we went over on our time or some shit. They were like, that's it. And I was like, man, fuck. So yeah, my first performance was like very like just kind of let down or lackluster, like like for real. All it's right. A big letdown. Like, we went to Steak and Shake and we were just so sad.
Just I'm gonna wash away my feelings with this
right.
With the steak burger.
Right, with this triple steak burger.
Yeah, man. So you never got into like performing in church or anything or talent shows or anything before that?
Never church or talent shows. Yeah. More so in high school, I wasn't necessarily in theater club, but every time, you know, I was in drama class, you know, every semester, you know, you get that random class. I would take off like in our plays, like I would take off. Like, I was always a standout, like from like eighth grade on up, like just killing like every play that like we would do whatever, and just, you know, due to my home life, because I was in the, you know, the foster system, like bouncing from house to house, I just never really got into drama club, but I think I should have, like for real. So yeah, it was probably doing plays that made me realize like, I like being on stage and I like people looking at me. And you know,
I did a little bit. I went more behind the scenes with the stage stuff, like for during school and stuff, just kind of a stagehand kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
but yeah, I never, I've never had that thing to want to be out there and performing. Like, just, definitely more. I mean, like, this is the closest I've gotten to doing this show and stuff, but nobody has to look at me doing it. So
it could be fun or nerve wracking.
Yeah. For sure. I was telling a story the other day that I did. It was Big Dave with Inkspot was down here hosting a show and got to talking, and he's like, "Hey, man, get out here and help me introduce this band." And I was like, "No, I don't want to do that." And he's like, "Come on, let's do it." And like, so he kind of just pushed me out there, and it's like, so it was kind of weird to get out and for me to step on the stage and stuff. I don't, like I said, I've never really done that, so it was all new to me to get out there in front of everybody under the lights and with a microphone and things. And but it's a pretty cool experience though, and like, I can get how that can kind of be addicting, you know. It's like people crave that.
It's a high.
Yeah. For sure. that's very cool. It's fun that to hear those kind of stories, hear the backstories, how this all kind of coming together and things.
For sure,
so, you can get involved with all things Frost Money on your Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
Keep an eye out for maybe that new summer song coming soon. And
something, yeah. It's going to be one of these fucking songs. Y'all going to hear it real soon.
Right.
I promise it.
We do have a bunch of dates coming up. Let's get this going out here. We got on May 4th, you're over at Sonny's Bar.
For my birthday.
Your birthday.
My birthday bash. My first time ever performing on my actual birthday. So, and also here's another thing. Like, I've done like some pretty cool shows with good attendance, but I never had a sold out show. So I was like, Sonny's, like, the capacity is like 133 people. We did 300 last time we were here at Pops. I was like, we could sell this bitch out.
Let's do it.
What I'm saying? Let's pack this bitch wall to wall. So I could say I have my first sold out show or whatever. So that's the goal and plan with that May 4th. So if you're hearing this, like, definitely come hit me up for tickets and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Forget. Just don't worry about a birthday present. Just let's get a sold out show for the.
Yeah, I'm good. I just want to be sold out. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get all that Star Wars stuff for May the 4th? Everybody.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Actually, that was Travis Corley's idea. Actually, man, let's talk about how that show came together. Here's what happened. I was at one of Travis's shows. I forget which one, but Sonny's isn't that far from my house, so I visit him often. So I was just there, like, hanging out, and, you know, I was like, man, I think I want to headline here, like, someday or whatever. Like, I like what you're doing here, Travis. And I was like, maybe for my birthday or some shit. He's like, when is your birthday falling this year? I'm like, I don't know. So I look at the calendar. I'll be damn, my birthday falls on a Saturday this year. And he's like, man, this is fucking awesome, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, yeah, we could call it, like, Frosty de Mayo. Because my birthday is the day before Cinco de Mayo. I'm like, yeah, Frosty de Mayo. But as I thought about it, I was like, yeah, that sounds kind of racist. I was like, I don't want none of my Mexican friends to be mad at me or whatever. Right. So I asked one of my Mexican friends, like, hey, is this cool? He's like, yeah, man, it's fucking fine, bro. That's whatever. Like, that's not even our shit. That's y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's some American shit. Like, we don't even give a fuck. All right. So I'm like, bet. Awesome. So, you know, and Travis's like, nah, bro, let's just do this the Star Wars thing. So I'm like, all right, bet. But also, Travis didn't even remember our conversation about the show because he was drunk. I was like, well, you just booked one of your best shows being drunk. You should be drunk more often.
Well, who else is joining there for on the 4th?
Man, I know I forget somebody, but I know I got RGD, I got Slick, I got Oddity, I got Rager Boy, I got Hot Guy. And that's around the time I start brain farting. But, like, just a real dope bill, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be fun. Like, I know I personally picked all of them, so I know they're all going to bring some heat.
Yeah, man.
And it's going to be a good time for sure.
Nice. You got another real big one on May 17th. You'll be out in the St. Charles, Missouri area at the Olympia Athletic Center there. It's this big old arena, and you guys are... You and, like, Retro Champ and a bunch of guys are going to be performing in between boxing matches.
Like, and there's, like a shit ton of fights. My first arena show or whatever. So I'm like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And then the guys on the ticket with me, as far as performers, it's me, Retro Champ, Preach, and Hit 'Em, man. I'm very close with all those motherfuckers. What's up, Hook? So I'm very close with all those motherfuckers, so it's gonna be a good time. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool, man. And like, kind of, it's fun too, that kind of mashing that all together, some hip-hop and boxing and everything. So
it's a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
A little entertainment in between all the matches. So we got another one too on June 1st at Foo Bar. Mm-hmm. Mentioning Travis, this is his second annual birthday show for Agitate the Airwaves. Yep. And another stacked lineup full of all the homies over there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know, like Inner Outlines and Wild and Free, I believe, and yourself and all kinds of people. I don't know, man. There's I don't have a flyer in front of me, but
it's a hell of a bill. Yeah, like, you stacked it. It's some top tier hip hop, some top tier local rock too.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
it's some good shit going on.
Very nice mixed genre show. So, and that's what I like to see too. And I know me and Travis agree on that part a lot. Like, where we like doing that kind of stuff, mixing stuff up. So
yeah, it's a specialty for sure.
Yeah. So that's gonna be a fun night. Again, come out and celebrate Agitate the Airwaves. At Foo Bar.
Yep.
Yeah, man. What's so we got the new maybe a new EP on the way shortly. Hopefully.
Sure. Yeah.
What else is you want to do for coming out the rest of the year? You got some? Do you want to get on the road or?
Yeah, the way it's going down is just just doing my stuff. Just for me, what I'm learning is just like it's best to go out of town and have fans there already. I got some out-of-town fans, but I was like, there's certain things that I could do content-wise that could really add gasoline to this fire. So for like the next month or two, I plan on releasing new videos and just really putting the pressure on my social media. And then hopefully in July, whether it be 5 or 10 dates, just something, just getting to those fans that aren't here in St. Louis. Like, that's what I'm really about for the summer. I'm just trying to get the content up first. And then, this is my first time saying it publicly, I will headline here at Pops in August.
Hey, you.
And that's going to be my last St. Louis show of the year. Whatever. So, boom, enter the summer bash. Bam, bam, boom. Get it out the way. Fall back, build my content. Do my dad life shit. And then, be back next year or whatever. So,
you just got one baby?
Four? Yeah, I got four. I got a daughter named Madison. She is 7. I have a stepson named Aiden. He is 8. I have a son that is like 5 months, and I also my son's name is Lexington, by the way. And I have another daughter that's 1.5. Her name is Tyler.
Yeah.
So I got four, and they're close in age. The older ones are close in age, and the younger ones are close in age. It's something else.
are the older ones starting to gravitate towards music at all? Or are they,
my girls are really, really into it, like for sure. For like when I was preparing for Frost Night, my oldest daughter Madison, she was helping me like get rid of flyers and stuff like that, and she seen me practice for shows. And there's been times we'll be in the car and she'll be like, play this song, and she'll have me play it like on repeat. And she's been like that since she was 3, and she's like 7 now, so she's always been kind of just into it and stuff like that. And she thinks like I'm famous whatever, because she always asks me like if I'm famous, and I don't want to undersell it. But at the same time, I don't want to oversell it either. I'm like, like a handful of people know me. Let's just say I'm locally famous, baby. Like, I'm locally famous. She's like, well, your name's been in the newspaper, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you headline shows, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you're on YouTube, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, then you're famous. So I think she goes to school like telling people like her dad is famous. And they're like, who?
I work in a elementary school as my day job.
Yeah.
And I was on Fox 2 back when I was promoting that Toys for Tots show and stuff. And I had some kids come up to me like, we saw you on the news. Like, why are you on the news? And all, like, you know, I was like, but they only know me as the school, custodian there and stuff.
Right.
And like that one side of my life. But then it was just like kind of funny trying to explain to them why, that I do, some stuff with music and all this thing. But it's like, it's just funny that they don't, but that's all it takes sometimes for kids to think you're famous is being on TV or YouTube or whatever.
Right.
So. But yeah,
very impressionable.
Right. Yeah. So, but now that's That's cool, man. I'm glad to hear that they're kind of getting into it also. Yeah. I know I got a buddy, Artifact. I don't know if you ever get to see him, but
yeah,
he raps with his kids, and I think that's the coolest thing, that's man. Like keeping all in the family there. And
I'm jealous of that. Yeah, that's right. Pretty cool. I wish I could, but a lot of my music's very like rated R,
right,
or whatever. So like my oldest daughter's always like wanting to come. I'm like, yeah, I don't know, baby. But they're some of my biggest fans. But it's just like,
sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Trying to figure out what age I'm comfortable with, like with them coming or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of friends in comedy too, the same kind of thing. A lot of their comedy and different things is not really age appropriate for the kids and stuff. They want to come see him perform, but like they just like, no, it's not a,
right.
You know, but so yeah, it's a tricky thing trying to.
Yeah.
But one of these days they'll.
One sweet day.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, very cool, man. Well, this has been a whole lot of fun getting to hang out and getting to know a little more about what you're up to.
For sure.
Again, keep an eye out. Maybe Frost Money coming to a town near you soon.
Yep.
If you want them in your neighborhood, be sure to reach out. Like I said, Facebook and Instagram. Tell them to come to your town.
Yes, sir.
And again, check out all these all the stuff. All the music's all on digitally everywhere, wherever you're getting music today, and but add Turbo Thoughts to your Spotify playlist and stuff.
Your morning playlist.
There you go,
for your motivational music.
Yeah, get you fired up. but yeah, man, we better get on out of here. We got a big show tonight. Again, that Road to Point Fest gonna be fun tonight.
So down. Yep, 420.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for doing this, and hope let's do it again soon, man.
Awesome. Thank you for coming out.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.